It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're going to be talking about spring cleaning for your soul. And today, we want to talk a little bit about clearing out the clutter. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangled. Well, you know, there is something about spring that just makes you want to open up the windows and let the light in and finally deal with the messes that you've been ignoring. If you're like me, it's probably piled up high. Not the kind you can see, though, sometimes. Sometimes it's the kind you've been carrying. And most of us don't realize how much we're holding on until we try to move forward and feel the weight of it all. It's not always obvious stuff either. It's not just the big sins or the major mistakes that we've made. Sometimes it's the conversations that replay in your head. Maybe it's some hurt that you never really dealt with, or guilt from something that God already forgave you for, or maybe just the pressure to be who everyone expects you to be. What about that fear that keeps whispering, "Don't try again"? And over time, all that stuff just seems to pile up, not all at once, but slowly and very quietly. Like a closet you keep stuffing things into because you don't feel like dealing with it that day, but eventually that door just don't close anymore. You know what I'm talking about. You're pushing and pulling on it. If you've ever cleaned your house right before people come over, and instead of actually cleaning it, you just kind of shoved everything into a drawer or a closet, from the outside, everything looked real nice, right? It looked real clean and fine. But you know that if somebody opens one of those doors or one of those drawers, it is all coming out. And that's how a lot of us live spiritually. We look okay on the outside. We smile and we show up. But inside, well, inside our mind, it's crowded. And you know what? It's the weight. You cannot run toward God for what God has for you while you're still dragging around what He's already asked you to let go of. And why are you? You know why? Because we get used to the weight of it. We have normalized it. We carry it so long that we start calling it, well, that's just the way things are. But God never intended for you to live buried under what He died to free you from. Spring cleaning doesn't start with just organizing. It starts with the word honesty. You've got to look and what's there and say to yourself, why am I still holding on to this? Not to shame yourself, but to finally release it, because God isn't asking you to clean it up perfectly. He's asking you to stop hiding it and let Him help you deal with it. So today, take a moment and ask yourself, what have I avoided dealing with? What keeps coming back up that I keep pushing back down? Maybe you need to write it down today if you need to. Name it. Bring it to the light. That is where your freedom's going to start. You don't have to carry yesterday into tomorrow. God's not waiting to judge what's in the closet. He's here and He's ready to help you clean it out. Spring cleaning isn't just about what you throw away. It's about what you finally stop carrying around with you. Lord, as we come to You in prayer, show us what we've been holding on to that we need to release. Give us the courage to face it and the faith to let it go. We don't want to carry what You've already freed us from. Help us step into this new season lighter, freer, and closer to You. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.